Welcome to the Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In last week's show, we examined the research of John C. Herr, director of UVA's Center for Research in Contraceptive and Reproductive Health, and his development of the FDA-approved sperm check vasectomy, a home test that confirms men's post-vasectomy sterility. In today's show, adapted from an article recently published on the Oscar website written by Matt Kelly, a writer for UVA's Media Relations, we examine the works of Tobias Lear, secretary to George Washington and envoy to North Africa for President Thomas Jefferson. In 2007, the University of Virginia's Albert and Shirley Small Special Collections Library received a first-hand glimpse of George Washington's last days through the writings of Tobias Lear, secretary to President Washington and envoy to North Africa for President Thomas Jefferson. The newly acquired 106-page diary covers 4 months from June 24th to October 23rd, 1803. It begins with Lear's marriage to his third wife, followed by his departure with $40,000 in gold for a diplomatic mission aimed at ending the growing conflicts with Barbary pirates in the North Atlantic. UVA history professor John Stagg, editor-in-chief of the Papers of James Madison Project based at the UVA Library, said, "Anything from Tobias Lear is valuable because of its connection with George Washington. Lear is also of value because of his role in the foreign affairs of the early Republic." Lear's diary includes accounts of dining with Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, his diplomatic mission to Algiers to negotiate a treaty with Tripoli, which had declared war on the United States, the capture of a United States ship, and assistance given to a British vessel. Known to keep records of the lives and events around him, Lear's diary also mentions efforts to defend himself from what he claimed were baseless, defamatory statements. Michael Plunkett, a fellow at UVA's Mary and David Harrison Institute of American History, Literature, and Culture, said, "There were rumors and accusations that Lear removed some of Washington's papers and documents from the study after Washington died on December 14, 1799. And these rumors persisted. In this volume, Lear mentions the rumors, and while he is in Boston, waiting ship's passage to North Africa, he apparently convened some kind of legal hearing on board the ship to counteract the charges and prove his innocence." Sheila Scott, one of the quartet of sisters who donated the diary, said, "One of his goals was to have his name cleared. He was concerned people would think ill of him once he left the country." The diary contains details of Lear's wedding to Frances Dandridge Henley. It was through this union that the diary was preserved. The volume surfaced in 2005 when Scott of Charlottesville and her three sisters, all descendants of Henley's brother, were cleaning out a family house in Wickford, Rhode Island. The diary was found among family papers in a woven straw box that resembled a suitcase. When Scott read an entry, written in a neat hand, about the writer marrying Henley, she knew what it was, in part because her father had uncovered another Lear diary in the early 1950s. She said that volume, which recounts Washington's last days, was donated to Mount Vernon. Scott said, "It was very exciting. My sisters and I had a lot of fun reading it and talking about it." While the diary, 8 1/4 inches tall by 4 1/2 inches wide, quarter-bound in calf leather with a marbled paper cover, was fun to read, the sisters were concerned about its safety. That it had survived as long as it had was miraculous. "We believe it had been in the attic since 1948 and survived 3 hurricanes, Scott said, adding that the diary probably also wrote out the hurricane of 1938 in the attic of another house in Massachusetts. Scott, a former president of the University of Virginia Library Associates, brought the diary to the Albert and Shirley Small Special Collections Library for safekeeping while they pondered what to do with the book. In 2007, they donated it to the library. Scott said, "We want it to be available and studied. For scholars of that period, this is really interesting." You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when our topic will be the research of Allison Pugh, an assistant professor of sociology at the University of Virginia, and her study of how families deal with the increasing demands of a consumer culture. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit www.oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.wtju.net and click on Blogs and Pods, or visit www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email at wtju@virginia.edu.